man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can survive.
Country folks can survive. Sing it, Hank Williams Jr. This is your country folk in North Dakota, James Kelso. And this is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. On April 13th, 2023, 1 hour together, as we have 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to participate live, you can do so. Let me see if I can remember the number now. It's 512. That's easy. That's Round Rock, Texas. 248. That's easy. 248, who do we appreciate? Donald. And then the last four digits, I think I remember them. Let me cheat here for a second. I got it right, 8252. 8252. So there you go. If I can remember the number, so can you. And if you do call that number, 512-248-8252, you can go on the air. I'll see your shining face on my screen here. Oh, my engineer helped me with the memory. And I'll see your shining face and put you on the airwaves. And you will be speaking. Don't get nervous. You will be speaking to millions. I'll give you a nice funny story to start on nervousness. It's performing before millions of people or a large group. In my varied, multifaceted, colored college endeavors, one thing I studied was music. And within music, one of the things I studied was singing. And I was a pretty good singer. I was a lead singer in operas and in musicals. I was the lead for a college. Anyway, so I did pretty well in that. But in one of my singing classes, this is my story about nervousness, a really good musician who was a good friend, taking the same class and was studying singing, one of the things we did to develop our singing is, of course, we sang in front of the whole group, you know, class of about 50 people in a typical music sort of amphitheater seating. So, you know, ranks of people going up, you know, we use that for choir singing and so on. Anyway, the companies would be down there with the grand piano, and you'd stand next to the grand piano and announce your piece and then sing it to the group. And of course, we were all nervous, you know, many of us nervous and so on. But this guy was very good, extremely good. What an ear, what a musician. Sadly, no longer with us. But just a funny story. He was so nervous at one of his performances that he, you know, I guess it's still in fashion, but it was back, you know, way back when I was studying this, back in the 20th century, he wore the type of jeans that has threadbare knees. Girls do it, but even guys can be seen in them. So he had these jeans on that day. He's a guy from Bruno, from France. And he had these threadbare jeans on the knees. And then we're all watching him sing. He's a very great musician, so no problem there. But he was clearly nervous as hell. And then we realized why we knew how nervous he was. As he stood there, his knees were shaking so dramatically that the the hanging threads in his bare knees were all vibrating, set off vibrations, set off by the nervousness in his knees. And it was just hilarious. He had no idea this was going on. And anyway, it was a wonderful moment of the nervousness of performing. But you, yes, you, we won't be able to see your knees or your vibrating threads when you get on the air with an audience much bigger than the one in my singing class. All right. Let's see, to start things out, let's talk about the Orange Man, who, when was the last time Donald Trump was nervous in front of a crowd? Was he ever nervous in front of a crowd? He is the most natural, relaxed communicator I have ever seen. But today, all of that genius, all of that relaxation and brilliant forensic skill was soaked up by the commies of the Southern District of New York and New York State, the commies including Letitia James. Letitia James. And we'll hear a few clips of her provided by Donald Trump. And her whole pledge as a communist, Democrat, persecutor. The country's just full now. This is fundamental to all attacks by the left now, is lawfare. And she pledged herself to destroying Donald Trump by any means necessary, by hook, by crook. She would eat, drink, sleep, dream, destroying Donald Trump. So today, Donald Trump was required by her punk power, her punk power in New York. She has that power, sadly, to obtain through fraudulent elections, to compel Donald Trump to sit before her and take questions. I assume it was a deposition that he had to do. I don't know if he was sat before a grand jury or just the inquisitress herself, but he had to take a browbeating from the commies all day today. So I don't have a whole lot of Trump posts. Why? Because they managed to wreck a Donald Trump day, perfectly good Donald Trump day. They managed to wreck it and take a certain toll on Donald Trump with lawfare today. So we'll see what we can glean. We'll go to Marjorie Taylor Greene, who stood in for Donald Trump and did some posting her own that to back up Donald Trump during today. But here we go. And this, you know, he is enduring this in Georgia, in the Southern District of New York, in Florida, everywhere, across the country. Demon rat, Democrat, communist persecutors, many of them funded by the demon rat, communist persecutor George Soros, are going after Donald Trump, which, by the way, is a perfect indication that he is our man. He is our guy. All right, let's get Donald Trump has this message for us today. I don't know how he managed to get this out in the middle of all this lawfare, but here it is. It's an original, and let me go all the way up to it, the top of his thread in truthsocial.com. And he introduces it this way: there is no more dire threat to the American way of life than the corruption and weaponization of our justice system. All right, roll the tape. Here it comes.
There is no more dire threat to the American way of life than the corruption and weaponization of our justice system. And it's happening all around us. If we cannot restore the fair and impartial rule of law, we will not be a free country. As president, it will be my personal mission to restore the scales of justice in America.
We will not be a free country. Now notice the hammer-like weight of the pronouncements of Donald Trump on these life or death issues facing all of us. We will not be a free country.
We want fairness and equality under the law. And to that end, I will appoint U.S. attorneys who will be the polar opposite of the Soros district attorneys.
One of the powers of a newly elected president is he can replace all, every single one of the U.S. attorneys. I've forgotten. I once knew how many there are, but there are quite a few of them. The president can fire with his classic statement, "You're fired." Fire them all and hire new ones. And not take any advice from Chris Christie, Krispy Kreme Chris Christie, or anyone of his rhino ilk as to who would be a good appointee.
And others that are being appointed throughout the United States, very unfair to our population, very unfair to our country. They will be the 100 most ferocious legal warriors against crime and communist corruption that this country has ever seen. As we completely overhaul the Federal Department of Justice and FBI, we will also launch sweeping civil rights investigations into Marxist local district attorneys. And that's what we have. They're Marxists in many cases. By refusing to charge countless crimes, these Soros prosecutors appear to be engaging in selective enforcement based on illegal racial discrimination. In Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and every other city where these maniacs have taken over, the DA's offices should face federal subpoenas of their staff, their emails, and their records to determine whether they have blatantly violated federal civil rights law.
Now, how long have you waited for a leader with a real shot at becoming president who has already been president saying those words? He's referring to reverse discrimination, the targeting of patriots, the targeting of primarily white patriots, although there are some others, but it is blatantly anti-white discrimination going on in the communist. And I like the way the president writes about it. And he even speaks with this inflection, with ironic quotes around the term Justice Department. Sometimes he writes it Injustice Department.
As part of this effort, there should be a federal inquiry into the Soros prosecutor in Austin, Texas, who charged a veteran with murder for defending himself against a threat by a heavily armed member of a radical left mob. I will also order the Department of Justice to establish a task force on protecting the right to self-defense, which is under siege nationwide. In addition, we will have a complete investigation into the use of police state tactics by federal authorities to arrest conservatives and Christians. We will find out who ordered it, and we will hold them totally accountable. There is much more that we must do. We have to confront this radicalized law in schools. You take a look at what they have done to our schools, our beautiful schools. We have to reform the far left bar associations and stop the purge of conservative lawyers from major law firms. I will do whatever it takes to save our legal system, among the greatest achievements of Western civilization.
Love it. Among the greatest achievements of Western civilization. Now, again, something that is easy to take for granted and to gloss over it because it rolls off his tongue so smoothly. among the greatest justice, among the greatest achievements of Western civilization. What other president, what other phrase from any other president or presidential candidate can you recall that presidential candidate or president speaking about extensively, often, Western civilization and celebrating Western civilization as the core value to which we adhere? Western civilization. What is Western civilization? Some of you that are older will remember there was a course we all took in college. It was like a freshman course, a required course. I don't remember what the number would be. It'd be like Western Civilization 101. And then we would, as students, we would refer to it as Western Civ. You had to take Western Civ. When I wish they had to take Western Civ now. Now, they're not even allowed to have a course named Western Civ. That used to be something we upheld. Our Western civilization. Does the president now or any other earlier person referring to Western civilization, were they referring to Tombstone, Arizona? Whistle me back where I wanna be. Whistle me back to the territory. Where I wanna be, to Tombstone, Arizona. Tombstone Territory, I think it is in the song. We used to watch that as little buckaroos. That was Westerns for us, but the president isn't referring to that, the shows we watched as little buckaroos in front of our black and white TV sets back in the 1950s. He refers to the Western civilization of England, Germany, Netherlands, France, Spain, Italy, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Ireland, Scotland, Western civilization, Austria, Hungary, Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Western civilization, Greece. What are all those countries? Those are Western civilization. You never refer to Sudan as part of Western civilization. No one ever refers to Inca Peru as Western civilization, or the Khmer Rouge of Cambodia as part of Western civilization, because they aren't. Western civilization is, what do all those countries have in common? Why, my goodness, Harriet, they're all white. and of course, our country is part of that Western civilization. Overwhelmingly so. Don't lose sight of that. We are we are founding our population for the longest time. And Canada and Australia and New Zealand. So, let's go back to the president. But he, throughout his time in office as a candidate, the president has made these laudatory statements about as something that we must hold as our standard, and we must protect Western civilization. Remember, he said back in, 2017, shortly after his inauguration, in his speech at, and I know I keep referring to this, but it's so important, and I should have a clip to play whenever I say this, his speech back in Krasinski Square in Warsaw, Poland, which I will quote right after this break. Stay tuned.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you gotta hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now. Yeah. Well, I'm a small town boy, been around a little. I like guitars and I like a fiddle, and that's the kind of soul it takes to fan my flame. Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy, kind of frail and ruddy, so I'll have to work to be somebody. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Oh. All right. And let him sing that out, because I was finding for you, I promised you before the break, I referred to Donald Trump speaking in 2017 in Krasinski Square in Warsaw. I found it. I found that speech. He's there with Melania. They give each other a couple big kisses before he takes the microphone. In the audience is President Duda, D-U-D-A, Duda of Poland, who at the time I admired. I no longer admire him. I admired him because he was speaking of defending the sovereignty and the nationhood of the Polish people, and that was wonderful. He had that right. Now he's talking about let's get Polish fighter jets, let's get Polish tanks that we got from the British and the Americans, and fighter jets that we got from the Americans. Let's get those over to Ukraine so we can rev up World War III. Duda is really worthless. I mean, that cancels Duda. But anyway, there are thousands of Poles very, very appreciative of Donald Trump. Listen to what he says. This is way back on July. Here's the date. It's July 6th, 2017. He's only been in office February, March, April, May, June, 5. He hasn't even been in office 6 months. Listen to what he has to say, the little clip I'm going to play for you. This is the man. This is why he is our guy. And he's even more so now. Duda went down the toilet. Donald Trump has gotten better.
You have to say everything is true. Our adversaries, however, are doomed because we will never forget who we are. And if we don't forget who we are, we just can't be beaten. Americans will never forget. The nations of Europe will never forget. We are the fastest and the greatest community. There is nothing like our community of nations. The world has never known anything like our community of nations. We write symphonies. We pursue innovation.
We write symphonies. My favorite three words of all time from Donald Trump. We write symphonies. I know I've said this several times over the years on this show since, I guess, it was 2017, so I probably mentioned it, you know, every few months. We write symphonies. All right. I want you to diagram that sentence, you know, the way we used to study English when there used to be Western Civ 101 at every college, little, large, small, medium, highfalutin, community college. You took Western Civ. You took it in your freshman year so you could learn who we are, so that lest we forget who we are. Donald Trump took that course at the University of Pennsylvania, at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school. Now down the toilet. Let's diagram the sentence. We write symphonies. We, who is we? To whom does he refer? This anti-globalist man. We, who is we? Who are we? Well, what do we do? We write symphonies. Well, what is the catalog of symphonies from the Central African Republic, or the catalog of symphonies from the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, or Inca symphonies mixed in among the mountains of severed heads at the human sacrifice and cannibalistic religious rites? That's right, Westerns. We are the Westerners. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll finish this incredible quote.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Start again with just my children and my wife, from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
And I won't forget. All right. Here he comes again. He's coming back. My apologies to my engineer. I didn't disappear. I was just doing my engineering here and my amateur producing. Here is Donald Trump back on July 6th. 2017, telling us who he is and reminding us of who we are and why he is our leader. Here he is again, talking to thousands of patriotic Poles who are roaring the chants like Trump, Trump, Trump.
The world has never known anything like our community of nations. We write symphonies. We pursue innovation. We celebrate our ancient heroes, embrace our timeless traditions and customs, and always seek to explore and discover brand new frontiers. We reward brilliance We strive for excellence and cherish inspiring works of art that honor God. We treasure the rule of law and protect the right to free speech.
We treasure the rule of law. Now, what was the message he was giving us today that we led this show off with? Preserving, protecting the rule of law. And here he is back in 2017. That's 5.5 years ago. Almost 6 years ago.
And free expression. We empower women as pillars of our society and of our success. We put faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, at the center of our lives. And we debate everything. We challenge everything. We seek to know everything so that we can better know ourselves.
Starting with a guy named Socrates.
And above all, we value the dignity of every human life, protect the rights of every person, and share the hope of every soul to live in freedom. That is who we are. Those are the priceless ties that bind us together as nations, as allies, and as a civilization.
As a civilization. Now, something I have not yet found in this speech. It's either in front of this or behind it, so I don't think I'll have it for you. But he says, and I should emblazon this somewhere. I should get a tattoo, my first tattoo, and have it say these words that he said. And I'll get the tattoo, so I'll get them right. But paraphrasing, or going from memory, he said, "The question is, do we have the will to defend Western civilization?" One or two words in there are not correct, but that's the gist. The question is, do we have the will to defend Western civilization? I've never heard it more succinctly stated than that. That is the question.
What we have, what we inherited from our, and you know this better than anybody, and you see it today with this incredible group of people. What we've inherited from our ancestors.
From our ancestors. Our ancestors. That's it. Our people, who we are, which we inherited not from some other people. We inherited it from not diversity. That's not our strength. That's our undoing. That's our demise. We inherited this from our ancestors, our ancestors.
It's never existed to this extent before. And if we fail to preserve it, it will never, ever exist again.
Did you hear that? It will never, ever exist again. This is Socrates speaking to us. Bigger, better than Socrates. This is an incredibly wise man. It will never appear again. This is the final battle. If Western civilization does not find the will to defend itself, and he says earlier in just a few seconds elsewhere in the speech, maybe I even played it. He said, if we decide that we are going to win, we will win. If we decide to win, we'll win. As simple as that. But we got to decide, man. We've got to decide to win. Big time. Big decision. We've got to mean it. It's got to matter.
So we cannot fail. This great community of nations has something else in common. In every one of them, it is the people, not the powerful, who have always formed the foundation of freedom and the cornerstone of our defense. The people have been that foundation here in Poland, as they were right here in Warsaw.
And he's standing right under a statue of the Warsaw Uprising in Krasinski Square. He is looming over the president are giant figures of the Polish freedom fighters during World War II, trying to defend their city from two forces trying to kill them, from the west, the Wehrmacht, and from the east, the Red Army. They were caught between the two, and they were mercilessly rubbed out by those that anvil and hammer against them. But the so it's a very important place to the Poles, Krasinski Square in Warsaw. All right, so let's adjourn on that speech, and let's go back to the president. Let's fast forward in our time machine 6 years to the present. And here he is. Oh, he's in the middle of his statement on the rule of law. But now this is not Krasinski Square, not 2017. This is 2023, April 13th.
From the Marxist barbarians who seek to destroy it. And we will do that. We will save it. Thank you very much.
The Marxist barbarians. Let me go back a little bit so we get that full sentence.
We have to confront this radicalized law in schools. You take a look at what they've done to our schools, our beautiful schools. We have to reform the far left bar associations and stop the purge of conservative lawyers from major law firms. I will do whatever it takes to save our legal system, among the greatest achievements of Western civilization.
There it is.
From the Marxist barbarians who seek to destroy it. And we will do that. We will save it. Thank you very much.
And of course, he has that optimism that, you know, and all great commanders must have that. They must imbue in their troops their own. I mean, we in the trenches, you and I, we're scared out of our minds. Well, some of you aren't. I am. And so what we need from our commander, we need that person who steps up in front of us and says, men, we're going to kick their ass. We're going to beat them so bad. You know, that sort of a speech, Patton type of speech. That's what we need. And the and of course, you know, that Patton movie that we've all seen with what's his face playing Patton, George C. Scott. I don't believe George C. Scott comes across with that particular men. We're going to romp all over them. We're going to run them back so fast they're going to. And I don't think George Patton, the real George Patton, to whom I'm related, he's a cousin, that George Patton didn't have that deep voice. I think he had kind of a surprisingly high voice. But what a general. And the German Wehrmacht command, they knew, we don't want this guy commanding those guys. We want this guy, and they did, you know, the Russians and the Germans did everything they could to sideline George Patton, not George C. Scott. And but the speech, I think the speech is actually verbatim. I think it is a speech that George Patton gave to his troops. But that's what we need from our contemporary George Patton, Donald Trump. We need that kind of, we can't lose. We can't lose that certainty of victory. All right, let's go, let's look elsewhere here in the offerings from Donald Trump today. And if any of you want to call in, there's a full 15 minutes left in the show. If anybody wants to call in, I will go right to you and get you on the air. I'm keeping my eyeball here. I got one eye. I've got wandering eye here. My left eye is going over to that screen and my right eye is going over to this screen. and my nose is hitting the microphone in between. So there you go. I won't miss you if you show up on the screen. All righty. It'll be sent to me over the ether from Round Rock, Texas, all the way up here to Grand Forks, North Dakota. Straight north, flying with the Canadian geese. The Canada geese are going over in huge formations as we speak. They fly at night, they fly during the day. They're huge, and boy, do they move. They cross the sky very fast. I don't know what their miles per hour is. It must be something really high, like, you know, 40 miles an hour, something like that. They are moving. Along with the signals coming up here from Round Rock, Texas. All right, so going down, let's see, what is the present? Let's cherry pick here and find something really special. He says, I will be heading. Now, this, remember, this is why we didn't get many messages from the president today, because he was dragged into a answering questions in front of this worthless person, Letitia James. I will be heading downtown New York to meet with a racist who leaked that I would be there at 9:30 a.m. The leak makes it, he's referring to Letitia James, the leak makes it much more difficult for the police and Secret Service to do their job. You can imagine the danger that Donald Trump is in. I referred to George Patton a while ago. Well, they assassinated George Patton. They ran a deuce and a half truck right into his car, and then they finished him off in the military hospital. He was fine in the hospital, but then he mysteriously took a sudden turn for the worse and died. Yeah, that's right. They got to George Patton. Whoever it was that wanted George Patton dead, they got him dead. He was going to return to the U.S. and run a patriotic campaign for president. They certainly didn't want that to happen. A man who actually prefigured Donald Trump, George Patton. This civil case is ridiculous. Just like all of the other election interference cases being brought against me. If I had a fair judge, this case would have never happened. And then his salute, his salutation is MAGA. The Attorney General, that's Letitia James, should be tried in front of the Commercial Division. The Attorney General case, this case, should be tried in front of the Commercial Division. This is, you know, this is on the question of his stock in his companies, his running in his, of his companies. This is his, these are his private companies. This isn't even a matter for, is certainly not a criminal matter. It's all BS. Not in front of a highly partisan Trump-hating judge who was sought out or shopped by Peekaboo James. That's Letitia. Peekaboo. Very unfair. New York State should be ashamed of this injustice. And the good thing about the Attorney General Peekaboo James persecution, not prosecution, is that I will finally be able to show what a great, profitable, and valuable company I built. Actually, some of the greatest real estate assets anywhere in the world. Oh, and by the way, here's a note, an addendum to our previous show. I didn't know this. Did I mention it to you in a subsequent show? I was talking about my hitchhike ride down Wilshire Boulevard with, what's his face, the guy with one eye. What's his name? It'll come to me in a second. One of the Rat Pack. And he took me to the Coconut Grove, which he was running. I got out of his mink upholstered Rolls Royce convertible right there. And here's the other detail. This must have been around in the 1970s that I went down Wilshire Boulevard with, what's his name? And guess who bought the Coconut Grove and the Ambassador, the surrounding Ambassador Hotel, and all of those large acreage around the Ambassador Hotel in Coconut Grove. Guess who bought it? I had no idea of this. Small world. Donald Trump in 1991. He bought the whole kit and caboodle. Wow. Unbelievable. Never did. He was intending to build a 125-story skyscraper there. And I don't know why it didn't happen. But that would have been the biggest, tallest skyscraper in the world. I believe the New York, the Twin Towers in New York, I think were 110 stories. I mean, Donald Trump thinks big. We'll be right back after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. And I love you.
What I live for,
Donald Trump, in another post, he refers to he's having to defend himself against, and this is his word, against these scum. defend himself against these scum. He's referring to Letitia James and the other Soros-funded prosecutors, persecutors. So let's listen to Letitia James, because this clip that I'm about to play for you was put up by Donald Trump. It's right there on Donald Trump's channel there on truthsocial.com. So he puts this up. It's called To Attack President Trump. Let's listen to it.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
Will you sue?
Now, she's speaking as a candidate for Attorney General of New York. And she's saying, I'm going to get Donald Trump. And then now, here she is. She's the attorney general, elected through vote fraud. She's the attorney general, and through unbelievable, you know, $400 million type illicit campaign contributions. She is the attorney general, and now she said, I'm going to go get this guy. And then now she's going in, she's going to get this guy by hook or crook. That's not the rule of law, where a prosecutor, a candidate says, I hate this guy. I hate the guy who's the opponent of my leader, Biden, his principal opponent. I hate him. And now I'm going to destroy him. That's not the rule of law. Let's go back to the president here and the see what he says surrounding this. He says, I'll be able to finally show what a great company I built. Her effort. This is Letitia James. She calls her peekaboo. I don't know the origin of the term peekaboo. Peekaboo James, in strict coordination and association with the lying, country-killing scum. I like that. What a way with words. The lying, country-killing scum working, and he puts that in ironic quotes, working. They don't work, do they? These lazy scum. Working in the White House. And now discredited District Attorney Alvin Bragg will prove to be fake and even fraudulent. Well, there's the music. The angels are playing their harps, so we must recede for the evening. But we'll be back tomorrow night, Friday. We'll be back here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you at that time. Thank you. So long.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.